Today on Beta Squad, we will be surviving solitary confinement. No phone, no entertainment, and the last person to leave their isolation wins £10,000. Solitary confinement can have detrimental side effects.
No!
So we have a psychologist helping monitor the guys at all times.
Hello, Mark.
Hey. I've been a professional psychologist for a long time. I have not seen an experiment as extreme as this before. Being in a white room for up to 50 hours can lead to permanent psychological damage.
That is nothing I would have ever expected.
It's time for the experiment to begin. Guards, take him away. In 3, 2, 1, enter.
Oh.
No.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
In hell, what is this about?
That might be the worst cheese sandwich I've ever seen in my whole life.
It's a lot of dust in it.
Let's do the bed test, see how this feels.
Allah! What's this?
How am I meant to sleep here tonight?
Sharky!
Kenny!
Sharky, I miss you!
Kenny!
These guys are going to drive themselves crazy, screaming, shouting, all this stuff. No, that's not what I'm here for. I'm here for complete solitary. I'm here to win. I want these guys to think that I'm gone already. Because I am playing the game for the long haul.
There's nothing that will take me out of this place.
You know what? People at home, you guys never believe in me when it comes to these challenges. And you're right. You shouldn't believe in me. Because I have a loser mentality. The only threat, I believe, is Nico. Think Chunks goes out within the first 2 hours. Sharky, he goes out around 10, 11pm, but I'm willing to go above and beyond to win this.
So, the solitary confinement challenge has started, and we're going to be here until there's only one more person remaining. Let's find out who that is.
I know it's bright white lights, but if I do this, trust me, I'm falling asleep.
There is a whole alarm system here. Very interested to know what that's about.
Gonna have my first piss, my first wee in this toilet. I'm dreading it, genuinely.
You know what? I may as well get a little workout in. 1, 2.
They're all gonna have this set up, but I'm gonna have this set up. Oh, it could be a sofa. Ooh.
It's ready. Woo. Ah.
I'm not going crazy, guys. I'm not going crazy. All it is me just showing some sense of rebellion. It's only been about 15 minutes.
What kind of food are we dealing with right now?
Oats. No milk. Cornflakes with water.
Dry cornflakes. Not even do we have sugar?
These without sugar is actually awful.
This is worse than wormwood scrubs.
Hello, Mark.
Hi.
How are you,
Jay?
Come take a seat.
How are they doing?
Stuff like that.
Yeah. Okay.
Ah!
So classic frustration and anger being shown already.
Right off the bat. What do you think we can expect in the next, like, up to 50 hours?
You're going to see all sorts of strategies. I mean, we've got some sleep strategies going in there to avoid the task, try and make it go away, but that is often counterproductive. We've got some disruption, trying to take control of an uncontrollable situation here.
That shouldn't be a problem then. As long as you can stick.
Sometimes in this kind of situation, the only thing that we can do is express our inner creative brains, try and keep ourselves busy.
Someone say trick shot, say no more.
But he'll run out of ideas eventually, that's the worry.
Did anyone see that art piece that's got sold for like £1 billion, which was a banana? I'm going to do one better. That is my art piece, the hanging spoon. I'm making it like home, which is why I'm going to last longer than everyone.
All right, guys, I'm going to sleep.
This is what I need for the poop. That's stuck firm and tight. Let's get on here, this on here, firm and tight again. My new basketball hoop. And now, let's test my creation.
We literally just started this challenge and Chunks is asleep. It's not only Chunks, Sharky and Kenny have also lost their energy. Right now, it seems like Nico's the only person keeping his mind occupied while the others sleep.
Are you going to wake him up?
Yeah, we actually have something for that. Yeah. So let's bring it out.
Oh my gosh. Maybe.
Wow, nice little nap.
What was the alarm for?
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we can, AJ.
What you just heard there is an alarm.
This is the alarm. A button I'll press at random parts of the day and the contestants will have 20 seconds to put their hands on the alarm, otherwise they are eliminated. This should stop the boys from just sleeping the challenge away.
20 seconds? Oh, but we're in the toilet, that's a bit crazy.
Whew. Nice.
Okay, no phone. So all I have here is space to think.
You know, not being able to scroll, not being able to load up my PC and play some games or watch a movie. All I have right now is myself.
Nap time.
See you in like 5 minutes when AJ rings the alarm again.
All right, so we're hitting 1 hour on the head right now, and I feel like they've done a lot of stuff.
They've been really busy. We had a lot of sleeping at the beginning.
Yeah.
They've woken up, and it's very interesting that Kenny was waking up and noticing his withdrawal from his phone. He's missing his phone the most. I am worried about Sharky. Everything suggests that he's just shutting down.
Oh, I keep falling asleep. I'm so tired.
It's very different. If you look, you know, across the four rooms, you have very different levels of energy.
It must be an hour since we've been in here, right?
Yeah, I didn't expect the guys to be like this just after an hour.
I think Chunks is struggling. I think it's really got to him already.
I have a plan. I think Chunks is probably going to go out in the next 2 hours. Once he goes out, I'm going to wait another hour or two, and then I'm going to make it seem like I'm out. Sharky and Kenny will hear that and think they're the final two. I need to just remain completely silent. It's just straight out lasting, which means the mental warfare is going to be very important. Very important indeed.
Yeah, I mean, just look at this change in behaviour up here. Look at Sharky.
40.
Sharky looks like an animal in a cage in a zoo, right? He's pacing around, he's counting. You know, this could be his just an attempt to pass some
70.
Time. If this keeps going, and I was worried about him before, if this keeps going, this is really worrying behaviour.
I've got an idea.
Nico has gone back to being creative again.
They're turning you into a ball.
He's turning a mango or pineapple into, it's turning into a ball.
He's creating a ball, right? He's come up with a new strategy.
Okay, here we go. The fact this works is great. That did not destroy it.
1,000. Boom. 1,000 steps.
Please, AJ. Kubaraya, please. Can you get some food in here? Starving, wallah. Look what I'm doing. Look what you got me doing.
Every single person seems to be asleep here, and it's not looking great for them. I've got YouTuber Darkest Man here with me, and it's time to start implementing some challenges. Yes, Darkest, how are you doing?
Good.
Sit down, Dr. Darkest. You're going to be helping me with the challenges, yeah? This is your cousin right there, falling asleep.
How long have they been in there?
They've been in here for 2 hours now.
HDMI. HDMI.
Kenny's found a way to entertain himself. He's playing with the TV screen.
I don't know what I'm doing here, I can't lie, but I'm just trying to figure out if I can communicate with the outer world.
It's time to bring out the first challenge. It's very simple. I just want to know, do they know the time?
Okay, so you're going to ask them to guess the time?
Yeah, okay. Simple as that.
As long as it's on HDMI, what the hell? Guess the time.
Oh, Kenny's the only one on there.
How did it know I was trying to find the time?
He's the only one that's awake and looking at the TV.
Time right now, 5:30 p.m.
It's 20 minutes off.
Am I wrong? Am I right?
Why did he just say, guess the time, and then vanish?
No one else is awake!
Carla, it's like he knew I was trying to find the time with the monitor.
So we asked the guys to guess the time, and only Kenny managed to give an answer, which means he's got it correct.
Yeah, no matter. He's wrong, but...
Everyone else missed it.
Yeah, everyone else is DQ'd.
All the guys have missed the challenge, so it's now time to hit the buzzer.
So easy. Oh, well, close.
Well done. You guys have all put your hands on there in time. Now take your hands off. It's all looking good, but while you guys were sleeping, three of you guys missed the challenge. Only one of you guys were awake. Your TV turned on and had a challenge on it. And all of you guys missed it apart from Kenny. Kenny?
Yeah?
You're the winner of the first challenge. Kenny, congratulations. The rest of you guys, maybe stop sleeping. Goodbye.
Oh my God.
Cool, it's nice that I won, but what do I get out of it?
Oh my gosh, that's crazy, that's crazy.
I know Nick is devastated because he wants to pass his paper.
Oh man. What was the challenge? Come back on.
All right, come.
Oh gosh.
I know I didn't win the challenge, but I didn't go out. That's the most important thing.
Kenny, you have officially won a bouncy ball. Enjoy.
No!
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 This is why you don't sleep.
They were all sleeping and now they're all up.
I bouncy want that. Ball, baby!
I'm fuming, that would have been perfect.
Oh, that would have been so nice.
I'll take it because this is going to keep me active, keep my brain. Like when I get bored, all I'll do is this.
I couldn't care less. If you said you want yourself sweet and sour chicken with egg fried rice, I'd scream this whole place to oblivion. A bouncy ball. I'm 28. I need a bouncy ball for.
Can I get a Rubik's Cube? Can I get a book?
Get me some bouncy rice with some bouncy sweet sour chicken. Get me that one. That will get me bouncy.
AJ has now announced to us that there's challenges and we've missed one. Am I gutted about that? Yes, especially because the challenge was a bouncy ball. And considering I spent my whole time so far building a whole basketball area, a bouncy ball would have been perfect because right now I'm just using this.
God help me. When you've got no other choice, you're going to have to do what is right. I need to feed the body, feed the mind to power me through.
For the past 30 minutes, not much has been going on. These guys have all just been staring into oblivion. Now, me and Darkus don't know what that means and don't know what's going through their heads, but luckily we have an expert. Mark, welcome back again.
Hey. So what's been happening?
This is what's happening right now. Absolutely nothing.
Well, I could hear a lot of noise before, so they've been busy. So they've been up, they've been high. If you've been having them doing something, I guess.
You've had a challenge, And now that's why they're all near the TVs.
And now they've crashed. So they're going through mood swings at the moment because this is a very unnatural environment for them. And any sudden rush they get that's going to give them the chemicals they need to feel motivated, some dopamine, maybe a bit of serotonin, will give them a high, but it doesn't last long. So now they're crashing.
All right, from facial expression alone, who would you say is dealing with it the worst?
Kenny.
Okay. Yeah, Kenny looks defeated.
I think Nico is trying to stay strong. You know, Sharky, I'm not sure about. Chunks is looking just relaxed. He's found his rhythm. I think he's doing okay.
Well, there we go. Literally the past 30 minutes to an hour, it's just been quietness. Nothing much is going on. This is the most movement we're getting right now. Kenny moving his bed closer to the TV. And now they're all doing the same thing. Every single person is fixated on the TV, waiting for the next challenge.
I mean, there's so many hours to go.
This is only the beginning.
This is only the beginning. And if we're already at this stage, particularly with Sharky and Kenny, I think this could actually damage them. This could do them some proper harm. Proper harm.
Turn on. Brian. Turn on.
Either give us a challenge or give us a biryani.
Okay, I think I've been in here for about 3 hours now. I actually feel like I've been here for 5 hours. I could really use some sort of mental stimulation. Anything, a conversation with another human being.
This is much harder than I expected, honestly. I mean, 10 grand is cool and all, but I need to eat, man.
Dinner time, dinner time. Oh my gosh, the TV is finally turned on.
Oh, dinner time.
Dinner time. What?
Where is it? Is it dinner time? Where is it?
There we go. Everyone has managed to see this challenge. For this one, one by one, you have to vote who will be getting the bad meal and the rest of you guys will be having a luxury meal. So, one by one, you must vote which member of the beta squad will have the bad meal. Starting with the person who won the last challenge, Kenny.
Okay, I gotta be tactical.
Please don't vote for me, guys, please. Because if you vote for me, I'll leave. I need this food.
Kenny, you need to give us a vote.
All right, so I'm gonna vote for Nico. Only because he is my biggest threat.
Thank you very much, Kenny, for your vote. Moving on to Sharky.
I'm gonna vote for Nico. I think Nico deserves the toughest ride out of all of us today because he's the favorite to win.
Thank you very much, Sharky, for your vote. Next up, we have Nico.
The reason why I'm gonna vote for this person is because they have already had a bouncy ball, so the rest of us should also get a treat.
Nico's vote for Kenny.
So I'm gonna vote.
Smart, very smart man.
For Kenny.
Okay, thank you very much for your vote, Nico. Last but not least, Chunks.
I'm voting for that bouncy ball prick, Kenny, because he's already got a gift.
Thank you very much for your vote, Chunks. Boys, the person with the most votes is actually two people. It's Nico and Kenny. So, we will be doing a revote, and you can only pick out of Nico or Kenny.
Snake!
He's realized. He's realized.
What did I do? What have I done to deserve this?
If the votes don't change, you'll both be getting a bad meal.
Even better.
Oh my gosh.
Then what's the point of them voting?
Kenny's already had a bouncy ball!
Hello, Sharky.
Hi.
I need you to make a choice.
You know what? I want chaos. I'm going to change to Kenny.
There's our first change. Oh. If Chunks changes now, let's see this. Chunks.
Kenny, move on.
Sorry, Kenny. Sorry, Kenny.
He's already got a bouncy ball. All of us have got nothing, yeah? At least he can have his bad food with his bouncy ball next to dinner.
All right, everybody. Thank you very much for voting.
AJ, where my Philly burger?
And meals will be distributed right now.
When?
No one is allowed to open the hatch until I say you can open it. If you do, you'll be missing your meal. All right, guys. Let's go feed them.
Put some food in there. And 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 put some food in there. Put some food in there. Put some food in there. Put some food in there.
It's time to deliver the meals. Let's do this.
And for most of the boys, it was a feast.
You know, I've had like 7 of his chips.
Wings, chips, and an ice cold drink. A proper meal to lift their spirits. But for Kenny, it's butter, beans, broccoli, and bread. Basically, prison food.
Please let that be chips. Oh my gosh, please let it be chips.
Chunks.
Yep.
And Sharky.
Yes.
You guys may open your hatches.
They can't wait. Hey.
Oh no, that was so much fun.
AJ, what, no ranch?
Bismillah.
Well, I can't get a little ranch!
Nico and Kenny. One of you guys has the bad news.
Oh, please, Harry, Kenny. Please.
Someone revoted.
Please open your hatches.
Yes!
Look at poor Kenny. The man was dejected before. Look at his face now.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Oh, this is so good.
The chips are freezing, but guess what? Wallahi, I don't
care. Oh, this is so good.
This can't be real. Am I in a tree?
My food, eh? Yes, there we go. Thank you very much. Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
What the f*** is this?
I'm actually fuming.
Kenny, he's got a bouncy ball. So he's actually entertained for a long time.
What is that? Beans?
Yeah.
Now let's save that. Can't rush it. I don't know when the next meal will come, huh?
Oh.
With rum ranch, I'd be in the money.
For free, I'm not eating that. That's dinner, by the way. So that means I'm done for today.
Nah, I genuinely feel sorry for Kenny, man.
I ain't getting no burgers, no fries, nothing.
He's about as low as you can go right now, I think.
It's rat food, man, I swear down.
This could be a tipping point for him. This could be the point where he really starts to give up.
With their bellies full and their energy levels sky high, this meal has clearly had a positive effect on Chunks, Sharky, and Nico.
So upset that we've reached the end.
Meanwhile, Kenny is experiencing the exact opposite. He seems even more miserable than before.
This flapjack tasting looking thing is my highlight of my whole meal.
Nico's also trying to let his high last, saving his snacks for later.
All these stuff are treats.
Unlike Chunks, who ate all his snacks right away.
Eat now.
For Nico, dinner was more than just a meal, as he found another form of entertainment.
There we go.
And with dinner over, the moods of everybody has completely changed.
Oh yeah, you think it's funny giving me the milk? Watch.
Watch. Watch. If I have to stay here till next year, well, just watch.
I'm gonna have to love you and leave you. I'm gonna let you carry on this experiment without me.
Yeah.
Just make sure they're safe. My cousin's in there. Lovely to meet you, sir.
Likewise.
Take care.
Okay, if I was to guess the time now, I'd say it's about 6:23. Can you put the real time on the bottom left and see how far off I was?
Go. Sing. Sing.
I have to say, I do feel like a bit of an inventor because I've got a whole basketball hoop which I've created. It really shows you what you can do out of boredom.
No! Oh my God! It bounced out! Oh, it bounced out!
Oh, this is really testing my mental.
The fact they got God knows what. Just a few more hours until I get sleepy.
More time goes past and I just feel like they've come to an end. Nico's just focused, waiting for a challenge.
He's like razor sharp focused.
Yeah, Kenny's got the door, he wants to leave now. He's getting close.
He's dragging himself to the door.
And the other two are fast asleep, but it's been another few hours, so it's time to send him another challenge.
Okay.
So, Mark, I'll let you do the honors. Send a challenge.
Send a challenge? Okay.
Entertain the cameras. Watch this. I'm going to show you a generational hit. The greatest trick shot you've ever seen.
Why did the bee... Wait.
When you grab this, I'm going to grab a little pineapple. You put the pineapple in here. All right, you ready?
What did the wasabi say to the bee?
Oh, while I'm doing a little dance. While I'm doing a little dance.
Nico's doing a free flow shot.
Wasabi.
Kenny, send us jokes.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
Why did the chicken cross the road?
Why?
Why?
To get to the other side!
Kenny's going hysterious.
Are you ready? I'm going to entertain all three cameras, all of you, at the same time. One, two, three.
Well, yes, that's a good shot. Fair enough. It's a good shot.
I have the capability to do the longest spin ever. Do you guys want to see this?
Would you class this as entertaining the cameras from Kenny?
Yes.
I'm not doing that again.
Okay, so we've got two performers, two sleepers. Oh, no. Sharky's waking up.
I'm up.
Sharky, I don't think he's realised the TV's gone on.
I need a book. Please give me a book. Peek-a-boo.
Oh, look at that. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very, very much.
Chunk's wondering what's happening.
I think Chunk's realised.
Yeah, he's wondering. He's missed something. Yeah.
All right, only Nico and Kenny were able to get that challenge, but it's also time for another alarm. So, ready for that one?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, there we go.
Well, let's keep going.
There we go, that's good enough.
Go. Yeah. I'm not done with my entertainment, though.
Thank you very much, guys. Everyone's managed to get to the alarm, so you can come off it. But two of you have missed the challenge. Sharky and Chunks, you're asleep. Nico and Kenny, you guys have completed the challenge.
Thank you.
What do we get, bro?
Well, Chunks is looking very dejected.
Kenny and Nico, your reward will come shortly.
Oh, gosh. I can't keep missing these challenges, man.
That food earlier gave me itis.
Chunks is just about as sad as he could be right now.
Yeah.
That food got me slumped, man. So I slept, unfortunately.
Obviously, you know, I've had this food, done absolutely nothing. I've played with this ball, but I'm not mentally broken yet. I just won this challenge and hopefully it's food. I don't know what else can possibly aid me. We'll see what they got for me, man.
I feel like another hour has gone by. I slept for about 15 minutes, I think. But the problem is I keep missing these challenges. Apart from that, I don't know really. I've been trying to entertain myself. Sharky buckets, landed 9 toilet rolls in a row into the bin. But it's tough. The main thing is just boredom.
I knew I missed something when I heard Kenny and Nico shouting. That's what woke me up. That food had me sleeping, man. And I don't regret it until I hear what Nico and Kenny have. If it's a dessert, some ice cream, or some cake, I'll regret it.
All right, it's time to give Nico and Kenny the reward they deserve. And their reward? This right here. Some Rubik's Cubes. I need to go to him.
Give me something good.
All right. Let's let them know. Kenny and Nico, feel free to look in your hatch.
Oh! A Rubik's Cube! Woo! A Rubik's Cube! Sharky's gonna be devastated.
Sharky loves Rubik's Cubes. So him seeing that there's a Rubik's Cube in the other ones, he's devastated.
No!
What did they win?
A Rubik's Cube! Yes!
There's no way it's a Rubik's Cube. There's no way it's a Rubik's Cube. Because I couldn't give one sh** about a Rubik's Cube. Now, if you said it was a cake or some crumble, apple crumble or some custard, then I'd be upset.
From what I remember, you have to start with like a cross on one side. Make sure it's the white side, I think.
You know what? I'm going to stay awake. For the rest of time, I'm going to stay awake and stare at the screen.
Oh, I done it. I got the cross.
Yeah, boy.
Now I can stay in bed and I can see them on the screen.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
I've got a gift for you guys. So everyone open their hatch.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
A camera?
What do I do with this?
Your gift is a camera, so you can now record yourself from another angle.
Piss off, man.
Cheers, mate.
I thought it was a cake or something.
He's definitely not happy.
Give me apple crumble if you want to give me a gift.
How about a camera? Piss off.
Yeah, you've wound him up. So he's going to go to sleep.
Hey, there, you short, stupid. Short, tall, short.
I'm talking to you guys like this. It was more personal, which makes me feel like I can last even longer in it. Maybe even 6 months.
I'm currently 5 hours in. but so is everyone else. I'm not gonna lie, I thought Trunks would go out by now, but he's still here.
It's 7:37 p.m. AJ is looking at the camera and watching Nico, Kenny, and Sharky film. Chunks is in his bed.
Well, it took Kenny about 2 minutes to stop caring about the camera. It took Sharky about 1 minute. Chunks about 5 seconds. Nico's the only person who's actually using the camera right now.
Yeah.
And filming himself completing the Rubik's Cube.
Got my whole setup here.
Sharky almost falling asleep again. Chunks is going to end up falling asleep. And unless Kenny solves the Rubik's Cube, he's going
to
sleep as well.
I think Chunks is too wound up at the moment to fall asleep. He needs to calm down first.
He's actually angry that he got the camera.
Look at Sharky's eyes. He's gone back into his unhappy place, I think.
It's Beta Squad Green. That's the colour we're going to go for. Let's line up all the things.
We are so close.
Okay.
Yes! Green for Beta Squad. Look at that.
5 hours. That's how many minutes? 60? 300 minutes. How many seconds are in 300 minutes?
Nobody said it was easy. Oh, such a shame for us to part. Nobody said it was easy. Oh, such a shame for us to part. Nobody said it was easy. Solitary confinement is so hard.
So far, the boys have been struggling, but now it's time to make this challenge even harder. It's time to see if the boys are willing to make their lives easier at the expense of the prize pot.
Because it's time to open the shop.
They can finally buy comfort, food, and even a phone call.
If you may look at the TV, you'll see the shop.
But every purchase cuts into the price pool.
I want you to guys to think about it and then come up to the camera and confirm what you want. But remember, this will come off the price pool.
I don't give a... Leave it away. Oh, I'm spending!
They're going to be torn now between instant pleasure or deferring the prize.
You shouldn't have shown me this. You shouldn't have shown me this.
Look how excited. Chunks actually got up.
I'm spending.
We're going to lose all the money. We're going to lose every penny. I don't care, man. I'm going for Nando's order. It's a dog-eat-dog world out here. You see the way the man them treated me? Look what I had to...
So it's out of Nando's order and bring in the friend.
Nah,
I don't know how long the friend's here for. I don't think it's worth it.
If you pick a friend, you'll be able to have the friend with you for 1 hour.
1 hour?
Oh my gosh, that's a game changer.
I'm going first. I want a friend. I'll pick a friend.
I don't know, man. I would choose a friend,
I'll pick the friend. I'll pick the first.
An hour? What about the rest of the night? What about my health?
Can everyone please confirm what they want?
I already confirmed it. I picked the friend first. I picked the friend.
I can confirm. Bringing a friend in has been removed.
Who's burning the money?
Hey, Nando's order. Can you confirm that?
Another order has been made. £1,000 off the price pot.
Oh, Kenny, you're done. Kenny, you're finished.
Kenny,
you're finished!
Kenny!
Suck my... I don't care.
£1,000!
Are you joking?
Do you know what I had to eat? I don't care! Phone call, 5 minutes. Give me that.
Another item off the shop menu. Phone call is gone. Shop closes in 1 minute.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to get a bouncy ball.
Do you want to confirm that, Nico? You want a bouncy ball?
Yeah, I'm going to buy the bouncy ball and just limit RPs.
And the final item has been bought off the shop. The bouncy ball has been taken. I don't know why, but you know what? It's taken now. And just like that, the shop is closed.
Open it soon!
Hold on, Lisa.
£1,000 on Nando's is disgraceful. That's absolutely disgraceful.
£1,000 for Nando's.
Kenny, you're taking a piss.
And with the shops closing, you have £7,500 remaining.
That's ridiculous. If this shop opens again, you know the money's going.
Chaos again.
Yeah. Nico is not happy.
These guys are going to burn all the money down. And if you can't beat them, you join them. I don't know why I bought a bouncy ball.
Where's my phone call? How long to my order?
Where's my bouncy ball? I want it.
The first item has arrived. Nico, open your hatch.
He's lost his ball.
Where'd it go?
I think it bounced out somehow. It bounced out through the roof.
I lost it! Can I have it? Can
That's I have it. Tell him, you have to tell him it's over.
Can I have a new bouncy ball? It bounced out! I can't believe it!
It found its way out.
AJ! I need a new bouncy ball!
Sorry, Nico. You have lost your bouncy ball.
Wait, how did he lose it?
Bouncy ball disappeared. Oh, yeah, I see it.
Got it,
oh my
he's
god.
Got it.
Yeah, he's found it. He's found it again.
That scared me. Oh, that scared me so much. Oh.
Sharky has requested a friend. He's probably expecting one of his close mates, but this is the actual friend that's coming. Hey, friend, that's going to be a real friend. The second delivery has arrived. Sharky, open the hatch.
The hatch? What friend is coming through the hatch?
Open the hatch for a friend.
Oh my god.
Who's the friend, AJ?
What have you done?
No.
Open the hatch for a friend is very confusing. What the hell's in there? It's not a human being.
What the f?
Sharky, when we said friend, we meant the puppet that you have in your hand right now.
Oh my god. That is an absolute violation.
Wallahi done him.
This is fucked up. This is fucking wrong.
He was looking really happy. Now I think you've made him about as angry as you can make him right now.
You're about to bed.
Sharky got a puppet as a friend. Is my Nando's order even a Nando's order?
Chunks, it's time for you to phone a friend. The only trick is that you must pick someone from here.
Where's my phone call?
Chunks, open the hatch. In there, you'll find a phone and a few contact details. You are only allowed to call the numbers on the piece of paper.
Who are these people?
You're only allowed to call the numbers on the paper.
These are all set up.
Yeah, but who are they?
That sounds like a setup to me.
Should I just start calling then?
Yep. Your 5-minute timer starts the moment you make a call.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Who's this?
Who are you? You called me.
For God's sake. Pick that duck down, man.
Well, why did you end that call?
Who the f*** is that? I don't know some
your
Brazilian
time has, your 5-minute time has begun.
Yeah, but why am I going to talk to a random Brazilian lady?
Someone literally picked up and you hanged up on them.
Because I don't know who they are. You said phone a friend. That's not my f***ing friend.
Well, your time is still going.
Cube.
Hello?
Who's this?
Where'd you get my number?
It's just on a piece of paper I got told to call you.
My name is Michael Finch.
And where are you from, Michael?
I'm from London. Where are you from?
I'm from a solitary confinement box.
Sorry?
Never mind.
Chunks, you can hold the conversation. At least try to speak to someone.
I don't
want
to talk to anyone, man.
Cute.
Take your phone.
He's mad.
Friend, man. Take this. What kind of friend is that?
I think you missed out on a chance.
He has missed out on an opportunity for a new friend, but you have made him mad now.
Yeah.
So he's going to go back to sleep.
It's time for another roundup. Mark. Yeah. This has actually worked out for Kenny. Kenny's Nando's is on the way.
Yeah, he's happy with that, although he's getting impatient, I think.
Can anyone hear me?
I think he doesn't believe he's actually getting Nando's.
Nico was playing basketball. Seemed like he was burning a lot of energy again. But he seems the one keeping him himself the most engaged.
Yeah, I think he's doing exactly the right thing. He's keeping himself busy regularly, and he's having breaks like this where he just sits and reflects and chills, and Chunks is trying to rest. I'd be interested in what he's thinking.
I wish I saved my crystal Twix. Do with the Twix right now.
Yeah, it's been interesting, but you know, it's getting late, and I'm going to have to leave you to it. You're going to be on the night shift alone, and push on through till I see you in the morning again.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much, Mark.
I'll see you then.
Appreciate that.
Cheers.
Kenny's order has arrived, so it's time to deliver. Let's go.
And we're almost there. The finish line's almost there.
Two garlic breads, halloumi cheese, chicken thighs, fries, broccoli, drink.
Yo! Yo!
Oh, there you go. This is what I needed.
Yo!
Kenny, you may open your hatch.
Oh my God! Finally! This is what I've been waiting for, ladies and gentlemen.
The question is that worth £1,000 right now?
Could have done more with the chips, but you know what? I'll take it.
Yeah, because the chips is here, that's why.
Oh my God, ladies and gentlemen. We got exactly what I needed. Nando's, got the peri sauce medium. I'll be honest with you though, the temperature is very cold. How has this just arrived?
Can't lie, guys, this is exactly what the soul needed. Just know, after eating this, I'm gonna be here for a very long time. I don't care if I spent the money from the 10K. At the end of the day, they've all had a good meal, I haven't.
If anything, they've wasted money.
All I seem to be doing is sleeping, because there's nothing to do to keep me entertained. We've been taking advantage of freedom, you know. This solitary confinement thing is crazy.
All right, so I think we're about 7 hours in. The only problem is I have a feeling that everyone's still in the video. In my bag, outside, I have a book in there. If I could just get that book, I would stay here for 3 days. I don't mind.
Golf is going to be my next game. Okay, I've only gone and done it. So, this is the hole, and this is my putter. And obviously, this is the ball. Okay, I never knew I was an inventor like this. I never knew this. It's crazy what a solitary confinement can do, huh? Please say you can fit through, please. Please, if you can, that'd be absolutely wonderful. It worked! Oh! Okay, we're gonna go for a par. Par. Beautiful. There we go.
It's been about another hour. And it's time for my favorite part of this video, which is clicking this button right here. Look,
20 seconds is so long. You should make it like 5.
How do I finish this?
Guys, it seems like the 20-second countdown is too easy. So we're going to bring it down.
What?
To 5 seconds.
Oh, wow, you really want to get someone out. Wow, AJ. That is quite crazy.
Wait, surely if it's 5 seconds, then I should move that bed closer. 5 seconds is crazy. You can't sleep. You can't lack. You can't even be on a toilet.
This is what life is all about, making adjustments, adapting. Adapting to whatever happens.
The next time I fall asleep, it's probably going to be my long night sleep. So I have 5 seconds to get up from a deep sleep and touch the red button. Oh my God. If AJ is a demon, he's going to make this night absolutely terrible.
Everyone's awake right now, which means it's a perfect time for a group challenge. Let's cue the challenge. Let's hand it to them.
Build a house of cards. What cards?
With what?
Where's the cards?
Who saw it?
I don't know what the f*** that means.
It's gotta be this, surely. Surely. Where's the last one?
You know what? Let me just look around.
You said build a house of cards, but where's the cards? Surely. This is what it is. I don't have cards, but that's the closest thing.
Here are the cards. Let's distribute.
Cross the map through the radiator's legs.
What the hell is build a house of cards? Surely that means just build a house made out of cards.
Ah. There we go. Build a house of cards. Now we're talking. It's my issue. My attention span is not the greatest, so I need something else now.
Okay, it's time for the next challenge. Only one person didn't see this challenge, and that was Nika.
Oh, damn. How did I miss it?
Also, Kenny, you went in the hatch and grabbed the cards before I even said you can. So please surrender your deck.
No, there's cards in the hatch.
Please put your deck back inside.
How did I miss it? It's inside, but I don't get it. I saw it on the screen.
Sharky, did you touch the decks?
No, I just saw it now.
Chunks, did you touch the decks?
Nope.
The first one out of you two who can build a house out of the deck first will win this challenge.
The whole deck?
You can open the hatch in 3, 2, 1, begin.
Oh, yeah, that's okay.
Nico needs to pay more attention, and Kenny just needs to stop cheating.
He's too busy building a golf club.
Chunks hasn't even opened the packet yet, while Sharky's already got the cards in his hand.
How do you do this again?
Is the house just like a simple... Or is it the... Well, I just built all the tissues. Hey, just talk to me.
Remember, the guys that are building, it needs to be 4 floors, my friend.
Oh, my word. No, can't do it.
If these guys take too long to actually build the house, I'm just going to give a pack of cards to Nico and Kenny as well.
I can't even do the first one. Okay, cool.
This is difficult.
There we go. Oh my word.
It's been a few minutes, guys, and still no progress. So, to make this more difficult, Kenny and Nico, you guys can now join the race.
Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, that's serious. That's serious, that's serious, that's serious, that's serious. I got cards, I got cards, I got cards, I got cards. Okay, open up, how do I open this?
I haven't done something like this in a very long time. I don't even know how to start, but you know what? The fact that I can hear Sharky still struggling means I can just take my time and not rush.
Okay, okay, slow and steady wins the race, slow and steady wins the race. Four at the bottom.
Sharky and Chunks had the most time on a head start, and they're literally on the same level as the rest of the guys.
I'd be impressed if anyone does this, you know.
This is impossible.
I'm getting pissed off now because I don't know how to do this.
Work smart, not hard, baby.
Work smart.
Oh my god!
What about if I use this?
Chunks has taken an approach that I haven't seen before. He's using the toothpaste to stick the cards together. I'll be honest with you. After being stuck in that room for so long, thinking of that is actually pretty smart. No wrongs in my book.
Toothpaste.
Nico has just come up with the exact same idea as Chunks.
What do you guys think? Yes, they will. It's like glue.
Who is going to finish this? Let's find out.
Bro, I give up. Hand and heart, my back's hurting as well. I can't do it.
Is that done?
Is that done?
Chunks.
Yeah.
How many stories is your house?
3.
I'll ask for 4. This is Sharky versus Chunks right now. Sharky taking his time.
Why did I just...
Oh my god. Sharky dropped everything. He dropped everything. What? He just went. Chunks though, Chunks is sticking to it. Chunks has got 2 stories left.
Just don't want to drop. Not with the bees. No.
Everybody stop playing, please. Chunks, you are the winner of this challenge.
Oh.
How did he do it?
Well, like, you see this, yeah?
You got to use it in his life!
Well done, Chunks. Your reward is coming very soon.
You better make sure it's something good! How did you do it? Suck my...
Let's just say, guys, some of us was thinking outside the box. Chunks used... toothpaste to stick the cards together.
So did I! So did I!
That is smart, I can't lie.
All right, I'm going to get the reward.
In this life, guys, you've got to use your brain. You've got to use your brain. I use toothpaste.
I don't know how he did it. I genuinely don't know. I still want to do it. Like, I want to prove to myself that I could have done it.
Look at that. That's what you call a masterpiece right there. Like, thank God. Hopefully this cheat's worth it.
I hate losing. Now I'm staying in here another week.
Bismillah, Bismillah, Ya Allah. Make it the greatest gift ever. This is what I need though, man. It's a pick-me-up, man. Yeah, that's good, man. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. That's the... Oh, and he knows me. Oh, he knows me. Wallahi, yeah. Now I'm very happy with this. Thank you very much.
What you can find inside their chunks is an energy drink to keep you up through the night. And some other snacks. Some of your favorites, actually.
I'm not mad at that. I don't mind. I've got my cornflakes.
Ah, that's what I needed.
Drinking the energy at 10:30. It's crazy.
Oh, it's the bounty show. Out of protest for Chunks having snacks, I'm going to eat some of my snacks.
I deserve this, man. I deserve this. The only challenge I didn't sleep past, I was awake. Ingenuity. Thought outside the box.
Eren Yeager. Eren Yeager. Eren Yeager.
Shut the up, man. Shut up.
Shut up. Eren Yeager.
Shut up.
Eren Yeager.
He's getting to me. Please, God, have mercy on him. I'm going to kill him.
I'm going to kill him.
I'm going to kill him.
Eren Yeager.
This guy's ill.
Oh, shut up.
Oh my God, he stopped. Oh my God, I told you guys. I told you guys, you just gotta be careful. I told you guys, you just gotta be patient.
I've just spent the last 25 minutes completing this Rubik's Cube. The only issue is I did it by taking off the stickers and sticking it on. But I feel like I can use this to kind of wind Sharky up because he's very proud of the fact he can do a Rubik's Cube. So let's give it a go. Oh my gosh! I just completed a Rubik's Cube.
Cap. Cap.
I just worked out a Rubik's Cube.
Cap.
Cap.
Sharky, Sharky, Cap.
Oh! Oh my gosh! I can't believe this.
Cap. Stop lying.
Here are some custom Beta Squad puzzles. Now, this should kill a few hours of time before they can actually try to go to sleep. And what better way to do this than doing a challenge? Do you remember we done Guess the Time at the start of this video? We're going to do it again, but this time it should be 8 times harder because about 8 hours have passed. Let's see if they actually know the time.
Guess the time.
Guess the time. It feels like 10.
Guess the time.
We're going to start over here with Nico. Nico, can you please tell the camera what time you think it is?
10:42 p.m. 10:42 p.m.
Thank you very much. Next up, we have Chunks.
I think it is 10:24.
Thank you very much. Kenny, can you please look at the camera and tell us what time you think it is?
I think the time currently is 10:45 p.m. or close to it.
Last but not least, Sharky, can you look at the camera and please tell us what time you think it is?
I think it's 8 p.m.
Well, you've all given your answers. And the person that got it correct is... Kenny.
Oh. Thank the Lord. What do I get? Kenny, what time is it? The time is 8 p.m. Cough.
That's what I said!
You weren't close enough.
8 p.m.? I said 10:40.
I said it was 3 a.m. No, I'm kidding. It's 9 p.m., man.
Oh.
Yeah, I can't send you, prick.
They are so confused. But Kenny is actually doing well, setting the time back so they feel like they've stayed longer than they actually have. Good tactic from Kenny.
Listen, I'm controlling their brains. Their brains think it's 9 p.m. while I'm over here knowing that it's closer to 11 p.m. I'm going to get a nice sleep. I don't even know what these guys are going to do.
It's time to give Kenny his gift. Let's go. Oh, he's there. It's actually pretty damn cool. Let's go.
I'm not going to open it until AJ says I can. I'm not going to make that same mistake I did last time. But please tell me it's like a sleeping mask, some sweets.
Kenny, your reward has arrived. Please claim it.
Let me know. What is this? A puzzle! Yeah!
A puzzle?
I would have done with a puzzle. That would have been nice.
Puzzle! Woo!
AJ, you are giving the gifts ever, bruv.
I love a puzzle over snacks, over a sleep mask, over an earplugs. You know what? I'll take it. I'm not complaining.
How are you giving the stupidest guy in this group a puzzle?
Oh my God. I'll be honest with you. This is actually going to take forever.
Just want like a nice little ornament. Here we go. I've now created a punching bag.
That is really cool what he's made right there.
This might be my best work yet.
All right, well, this should keep them busy for another hour or so. So, signing out.
It feels like I've been in there for like 10 hours, wallahi, genuinely. I forgot how outside feels. I just want to go outside and check my phone. Withdrawals.
When she was just a girl, she expected the world,
but it flew away from her reach,
and the bullet gashed in the teeth.
What a tune, man.
It's a banger.
Man said, in the night, the stormy night is alive.
In the night, the stormy night.
10 hours in, and solitary confinement is doing its job. The boys are battling boredom, exhaustion, and fighting their own minds. Nico has been passing his time being creative. He's the only person consistently keeping himself awake and busy. But Kenny and Chunks almost gave up a few times.
Should I do it? 10,000 on the line.
It's that easy. I'm still gonna get out of here.
But somehow, they are still with us.
No, I'm not.
Winning helped Chunks and Kenny lift their spirits, while Sharky hasn't had any wins and his motivation has completely left. Then somehow, they all bonded through the isolation. A moment of shared suffering bringing them together. How nice. They've lost all sense of time, eating at random, sleeping whenever, but somehow, they're all still here. Let's see if they can survive the night.
I'm gonna leave now because I think everyone's trying to get some sleep, but I've set a little bit of a time on a certain alarm for 3 a.m. Anyways, see you in the morning. Hopefully they're all there. Get me out of this place.
All right, final report of the day before I try and get some sleep. My guess is that it's like almost 11 p.m. So I think I'm gonna try and sleep now. The boys are all still here, but by the time I wake up, I'd love to know who is still here and who isn't.
set a little bit of a time on a certain alarm. Set a little bit of a time on a certain alarm for 3 a.m. For 3 a.m.
Someone did not press the button in time.
Sharky.
Nico. You are safe. Kenny.
Bruh.
You are safe. Chance. You are safe.
Oh my gosh.
Sharky.
Hello.
Have been eliminated. Please collect your things and wait the door.
Oh my gosh.
I was asleep. It's middle of the night.
Sharky first out.
And yet. I'm just smiling because I'm not the first one out.
My prediction was wrong. I would not have predicted that. Rest in peace to Sharky. Still going strong, Chucks.
Come on, brother.
Well, take care, Sharky. Love you.
My experience was terrible. It was boring as hell in there. And I wish to never see that place again in my life. I thought it was safe to sleep, but clearly not. And now I'm sat here, so. To be honest, I don't care who wins, but I hope Chunks does. He's surprising me. I thought he'd be out by now, so I hope Chunks wins.
Good morning, everyone. It's time for a roundup to tell you everything that's happened since I left last night. Right after I left, everyone decided to get a little bit of sleep. Apart from Nico, who's talking to himself and being loud, and finally falls asleep around 2:30 a.m. The alarm that I set at 3 a.m. actually managed to work, but Sharky managed to sleep through it. How do you sleep through one of the loudest alarms I've ever heard? Right after Sharky's elimination, Chunks and Kenny go straight back to sleep, but obviously Nico doesn't. I don't get this guy. Does he actually even sleep? He's first awake again this morning, and he's just been sat there for the past hour waiting for a challenge or a buzzer. So that's the roundup. It's time to start the morning. Good morning, everyone. How are we all doing?
Kyo AJ.
Within a second, everyone's slumped again. These guys are completely out of it.
I'm like a sniper in a ghillie suit in Call of Duty. The only difference is I'm wearing a duvet instead of ghillie suit. But I'm ready to snipe that button.
I didn't sleep that much, I don't think. These lights are really tripping me up, man. I'm still here. I'm usually the first set of people to go. I think Nico is still here. If Chunks has made it as well, a round of applause for him.
Day two. Let's go.
Good morning, Mark, again.
Hey, morning.
How you doing, AJ? Yeah, come sit down. They've been very mellow this whole morning. How do you think these guys are feeling?
This is the real danger zone now, because without sleep, with all that bright light in these white rooms, their body's circadian rhythm is completely off now. Their brain doesn't know what time of day it is, where they are, and they'll be in survival mode now. They've only really got three choices in survival mode. They can get angry, they can get agitated, or they can get really depressed and try and hibernate.
I think I saw all three of those in the past like 5 minutes or so.
Right.
But I think it's time to keep them moving.
Stimulate them. Right.
Exactly. How are you guys all doing? Wow. Since you guys are all feeling kind of low right now, I think it's time for a challenge.
This is what I've been waiting for.
Please check your hatch.
Oh my gosh.
What is this, a journal?
You have 10 minutes to write a message
to one of your fellow contestants.
But who do I pick?
I don't want to write anything to anyone.
Your 10-minute timer starts right now.
Thanks for giving me a pen that don't work, you prick.
I know Nico's here, so I'm going to write to Nico.
You know what? Kenny turned on me and voted me in the first round. I'm pretty confident that Chunks did it, so I'm going to write a letter to Chunks because Kenny's a snake.
Dear Chunks, I am delirious, fatigued. I'm not leaving. I will be here till I die.
Kenny is a rotten snake, now a poem.
And that is time. Please put your letters in the hatch.
Do you know one thing I realized, right? Is the moment these guys do something, they don't stay awake. Look at them.
Yeah, if you think of it as like an engine, and they've got very little fuel left in the tank, and they've got to conserve it, so they can only do short bursts, and then they've got to stop and rest. The chemicals in their brains are at such a low level, they're just surviving now.
Well, everyone's delivered their letter. Should we go give it to the person who should be receiving it?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Now, before they take this off me, I'm going to be drawing on the wall. I see you.
After all this time in solitary, the boys are feeling the pressure. So what could be nicer than receiving a heartfelt letter from one of your fellow contestants? But there is a twist. Instead of giving everyone their letters, I'm going to mix them up and give them the wrong ones. Meaning that they'll get a little insight of what they really think about each other. Let's see how this goes.
Ring, ring, ring.
Hello, hello.
Post has arrived.
Oh, okay. All right, cool.
Please open the hatch.
I've got a letter.
Oh, no. I've got Chunks' letter.
This is from Kenny to Nico.
This is Dear Chunks.
Which means Kenny's got my letter.
All right, this is going to get interesting. Dear Chunks, I'll be real. I thought you'd be out by now. Clearly, this is a new Chunks.
To Kenny, well done for making it this far. Didn't expect that from you, so congratulations are in order.
Dear Nico, I believe it's first me.
This guy's writing is horrible. Look at that.
If I don't win this, I want you to beat Nico because we can't keep letting him win.
Kenny is a rotten snake who voted me in the dinner challenge. He cannot win. Say less, Nico.
I am delirious. I'm fatigued and I'm knackered. Win this, Kenny. Love from Chunks. It be your own flipping brothers.
I can make you a deal. If you leave the moment you read this letter, I agree to split the money with you. If not, then once I win, I ain't sharing.
Chunks, you are wise. Chunks, you are right. If you versus Kenny, you'd win in the fight. Say less, Nico, man. You little prick.
He literally wrote up my death warrant trying to motivate Kenny to take me out. No! I wrote him a poem!
So Nico's reading what I've said about him now.
Okay. He really did that. That was all the motivation I needed. Now it doesn't matter if it's a week, a month, a year. I will be in this box to win the whole challenge. Oh, and look at this as well. Don't let Nico win. Come, Chunks, come, come, come. Bang! Right in your jaw. Fatigued? I don't get fatigued. Hey, Chunks, how you doing? Shut up! I don't want to break my punching bag. They're against me. Which means we have to win no matter what, because when they don't want you to win, you have to win 10 times more. Come here. Come here then, Chunks. Let's go. Let's go. Come on, Chunks. Get up.
Breakfast has been served. Enjoy.
Breakfast? I thought cornflakes here was breakfast.
Oh, if there's anything else I needed to make this day any worse.
What on earth? This is basically what we just had here.
That's lovely. Thank you very much.
Not that again, please.
Can hate this guy.
Flipping snake!
Shut up. This is mental though. Just bear that bread.
Here we go. We sank into another low point.
Yeah, this is very concerning actually. I don't think Chunks can face it.
Put you right here. Constant reminder. Got a little bit of milk left. I'm gonna see if I can make the greatest drink ever.
I think he's the only one who's still like his mind is wanting to do new things.
He's pretty sharp, and that's because of the way he's kept himself active and busy. Because if you don't move, it switches off all your motivating chemicals so that you don't want to do anything. And that's what we call depression.
There we go. Bubble, bubble.
Who has oats with cold milk? And I don't see any way here where I can warm the milk up.
It's interesting the difference in strategies. Nico wanted warm milk, so he's used his kettle. Kenny is complaining about having cold milk. He hasn't got the mental capacity to think, I can heat it up. He's just lost the ability to be creative now.
And just like that, Kenny's back to sleep.
Chunks and Kenny have basically merged with their beds. So to stop this from happening, I've decided it's time to change some of the rules.
Guess what time it is?
Time to press the buzzer.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that was so close.
Guys, I have a update for you guys. I see some of you guys sleeping a lot, just waiting for the alarm sounds to go off. Well, guess what? From now on, there is no more alarm sound.
Oh
it's
my God.
It's just the light. So keep your eye on that buzzer.
Now he's got us.
This is nuts.
Also, we'll make no more announcements on who gets eliminated. So you won't know if anyone's been eliminated or even if you're the last person left inside the box. I didn't want to do this, but after watching you guys sleeping for so long, I think it's time to make this difficult. The mind games start now.
My game started when we jumped in this flipper thing.
So not only do we have to look at this at all times, if someone goes, we won't know.
This is going to get insanely hard.
He's turned this whole thing upside down on its head. That's crazy.
Too much sleeping content.
Yeah, I mean, there's only so much we can say about people sleeping, right? But Kenny's strategy is just to roll over. So he's looking in the direction of the alarm.
He's really building his room there. See, he's got art on the walls now. He's got a sign, Nico's room.
From this moment, I do not leave my quarters here because this cannot be messed with. Let me just do some practices. 1, 2. Oh, I'm just doing some bouncing of my ball. Oh my gosh, I've seen it late. Bang. 1, 2. Only in emergencies do we leave.
Oh man, this is hard. This is hard.
If you get told there's a light now, surely you're checking it constantly. I just want to sleep.
I have my first plan. When that alarm goes off, I'm going to be right here. But I'm going to say, oh no, I was in the toilet. So these guys believe that I'm gone. Hopefully they stop worrying about me entirely. Today is mental warfare.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for a challenge. Please go to your TV. Do Beta Squad think the same? Before we begin, can you open your hatch?
Oh, okay.
A question will come up on the screen. You just have to give me a simple answer whether you think it's A or B.
Okay.
If you all get the same answer, you'll win a reward for every question. Understood?
This is very big. Oh my gosh. Okay.
It's time to start the challenge. Let's see what you're playing for in the first question. You have a chance to get a Game Boy for an hour.
Oh my God. That's insane.
How big is the room?
4. Has to be 4. Has to be.
I'm going to go with B.
Please hold up what you think it is to the majority answer. Was B. The answer was actually A. So that Game Boy is out the window.
Oh, horror.
Let's cue what you're playing for next.
Oh, goodness me. No. Yeah.
You'll be getting a luxury meal at any point during this day. Who is smarter, Chunks or Nico?
Based on what?
Come on, man.
We've done about a million Who's Smarter videos and Chunks has won.
I don't know what this is based on.
This shouldn't be taking long.
Come on, man. I'm going to go with Chunks. Why am I not an option? Absolute violation.
Majority went A. Which means you guys will be getting a luxury meal at some point during the day. Well done, guys.
Alhamdulillah.
There is still one prize. That's the Spotify logo right there. Which means you guys get to listen to one full song. Here is your final question. A PS5 or an Xbox? Which one do you prefer?
Come on, man. Come on, man.
I'll be very surprised if anyone chooses anything other than a PlayStation 5. So I'm going to go with PS5.
Congratulations.
Yes!
You win a song of your choice.
Ah, goodness me. I hope it's The Scientist.
For now, I'd suggest staying active. Stay away from that place we call the bed. Okay, tried to warn him. Chunks is listening. Mm-hmm. Oh no, Chunks is getting deeper into bed.
Go on. Yes!
Feel free to give song suggestions on what you want to hear.
I'm The Scientist. The Scientist, please.
What can I listen to power me through? You know, I don't even know what I want to listen to, I can't lie.
Any suggestions of songs, Chance?
Piss off, man.
Nearly 20 hours in, and the effects of solitary confinement is really starting to show. Kenny, regardless of the rule change, is back to sleep again. Nico, on the other hand, since the start of isolation, has been coming up with new ideas to stay distracted. But Chunks, with all his sleep, is still tired and bored out of his mind.
Trying to stay awake, but it's hard. It's difficult.
And it's only been probably, what, 20 hours?
What? No. I think Chunks is losing his mind. I'm hearing smashes and bangs. His room's direction.
What on earth is he doing?
He's actually losing it.
I'm being honest. I've reached the end.
Hello.
Hello.
Announcement time.
Hello, AJ.
Everybody, get ready to enjoy your song.
What? I'm very excited. Da-da-da.
Come up to meet you, tell you I'm sorry. You don't know how lovely you are. I had to find you, tell you I need you, tell you I set you apart. Nobody said it was easy. It's such a shame for us to part. Nobody said it was easy. No one ever said it would be this hard.
Chunks, this is what I wish.
Oh, take me back to the start.
Back in the day when you wouldn't snake me, when you wouldn't throw me under the bus.
Some bounces to yourself, just give me that one.
Girl, we were brothers, Chunks, me and you. We were
inseparable. I would have taken a bullet for you, Chunks, man. And now you're writing letters saying don't let Nico win.
So I'm going to write a letter for Chunk.
That was actually my best moment in here. I'm still paranoid about this red button, but a momentary escape was nice.
Just want to say thanks to Chris Martin for that one. Good song, Coldplay.
The song has just ended, and I think it's a perfect time to hit them with a buzzer when they least expect it.
I think you're right.
Should we do this?
Yes, do it.
Let's do it.
Oh my gosh.
I wonder if Kenny's still here.
All right, I'm going to do it.
Continue.
No. Oh, I had a feeling. Oh. No. Please, no, 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 no.
Nico is basically trying to act like he didn't touch the button in time.
I mean, I guess I'll say good luck to the other pricks, even though they snaked me. Peace out. Bye.
I don't know. I don't believe it.
Nico's gone quiet. He shouted, but I felt like he'd done that to put everyone off, to make everyone think that he went off.
Okay, I've started my fake death. I'm not 100% sure if Kenny and Chunks heard me, but I said it as loud as I could.
I don't believe that Nico's gone. I can feel it in my cock.
Well, Nico put his plan into action, but now I am going to open a shop once again. And the real question is, will Nico be able to resist the temptation to order something, or will he blow his cover just for a snack?
The shop has opened.
Oh my god. Game Boy, Game Boy, give me a Game Boy.
The Game Boy has been taken off the menu.
If I get something from the shop, they'll know that I'm still in. So I can't get rid of it.
Snack pack. Can I have a snack pack?
I would like to declare I don't want an item.
10 seconds of the shop remains. Make your orders now.
They're trying to act like they're not here by not ordering something from the shop, but I know you're both here, you idiots.
The shop is officially closed. 2 items were bought from the shop. A Game Boy and a snack pack. Meaning your total balance now is 5,500.
Who bought the Game Boy? 1,500, are you thick?
Don't care, just trying to beat Nicker.
Snap out the money for me.
Special delivery. Everything is in the hatch. The food that you guys got, and any rewards that you also want. Thanks for being patient. Enjoy.
Oh. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I'm over the moon. I'm over the moon.
This is what's going to fuel me to victory.
I actually cry.
Caribbean food.
I want the bomb clad.
Oh my god.
Wow. Ugh, all the games. This is more like it now, man. You know something like peas from the rice, innit?
Please give me a second wind. I need this.
The guys got everything they wanted. The question is, will that distract them from the light? I say we try.
There's only one way to find out.
Let's do it.
I don't think I should be licking my hands, considering I haven't washed them since yesterday.
I can't believe this right now. There was a 5-second timer and they were all distracted by their food, apart from Nico who got there first. Then Chunks, I think, hit it just as it hit one. But Kenny, I'm gonna have to double check that to see if he got there before the timer.
Is he out? Or is he doing a fake dev?
I literally got there by the last second.
He got me whilst I was at my most comfortable, my most vulnerable. I was eating.
This is so close right now. All I know is that Nico did touch it. And I can't confirm 100% Chunks did. And I don't know if Kenny hit it too. So we're going to watch a replay and then see what happens from there.
This is what took me out. Some people die for the ash. I died for food.
Fair play, man. I'm out.
We are doing just a quick VAR to find out who's been eliminated from this video. It's so close. Look at that. That might be one of the closest timings to that button. I've never seen him jump like that before. I think Chunks just got there in time. Just about. But Kenny. I think Kenny's time in the box is over. Kenny has not hit the alarm in the 5-second timer that he had, and for that reason, we have to eliminate him.
Kenny. You have been eliminated.
Why? You didn't get there enough in the timer. What are you on about?
I'll be here for 15 minutes.
Mistake.
No, please, Carl, don't. There's a mistake. No, AJ, no, AJ, there's a mistake. I promise you there's a mistake. AJ, no.
After 22 hours of solitary confinement, Kenny, you've been eliminated. Yeah, he's not a real person anymore, and he kind of smells as well.
Guys, I need to see this footage. I need to review it.
So what actually happened was, you were too busy eating your jerk chicken, and you were looking down too much. It's been 22 hours. Kenny, tell us how you feel.
I smell.
Yeah, I can tell.
I haven't brushed my teeth.
Oh, did you not get a teeth brush?
I did, but I didn't trust that water. I didn't know where that water was coming from.
Yeah, Kenny, there were long periods of time where honestly, I was worried about you because you were just staring blankly into the distance. What was going through your head during that time?
In my head, there was like a bunch of people there. I was just in my head. I wasn't in there. That was the only way I could get this far.
It's a good strategy.
Yeah.
Are you disappointed then?
I'm very disappointed. I wanted to win, man.
Who do you want to see win this out of Nico and Chance?
I want Chance to win.
The last question before you go.
Yeah.
Are you going to join us for the final battle or are you going to go sleep?
I'm going to sleep.
Okay.
Goodbye, everyone.
Okay.
If I had to say, I'd say Kenny's still in. I think Chunks is gone. But the mystery is the tough part.
don't know how to feel, man. I accepted that I was gone, which made me excited that I was outside. I'm obviously happy I'm in, but I was ready to go, man.
And then there were two.
Chunks thought he'd gone, so he's very relieved.
The guy who we thought was going to win and the guy we thought was going to lose are battling out in the final. It's going to be interesting.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's just me left. I don't know if Kenny's still here. I don't know if Chunks has played, because it might just be me here driving myself crazy by myself. To make that even worse, there's this red button, and the more I stare at it, the more tired I get because it's so boring. This is not a healthy environment to be in.
Does Nico even know that Chunks is there?
I think he believes that he's the last man standing, but he's not confident enough at the moment. I think he's mentally exhausted now, he's just surviving.
If Chunks is still in, when I predicted him to go out first, I'll lose my head. If he's also faked his death, then that's elite. Kenny. Kenny just got... Kenny's still here. It's Kenny. Kenny is still here.
He's either hearing voices or he's misunderstanding because he now believes he's heard Kenny. His mind is making things up. He's getting into kind of a delirious state now.
This buzzer's coming very soon and Chunks is in a position where he might go out.
It'd be a very, very unfortunate timing for him.
Well, we're coming up to a time for another buzzer. This might be the final one.
It's looking like that at the moment.
Yeah, unless Chunks is not actually asleep right now.
Yeah, we'll soon see it.
Let's see how this goes.
Let's do it.
Oh my god.
And just like that, Chunks has been eliminated. All we really can do is go into his room and wake him up and tell him he's lost.
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. Oh my god, this is going to be bad. He's going to be mad.
Sleeping Beauty.
He's actually snoring right now.
Chunks. Time to wake up, Chunks. Chunks.
Oh. How you doing?
All right, man. How are you?
How you doing?
Very good. Do you want to talk or what do you want to do?
You need to stand up.
Oh, okay. So maybe you can give me space then for a week.
There you go. There you go. You're good. Yeah, there you go. There you go. Sorry to tell you this, man.
What?
You've been eliminated.
What?
Yeah. I was cheering for you, man.
Just missed the last timer.
Why did you just go to sleep?
I'm not all that mentally right now. I don't know if you realised.
Sorry. Come. We'll take you. After just about 24 hours, Chunks has been eliminated. How do you feel?
This is overstimulated right now. There's too much happening. Human being. I was starting to lose it a little bit.
I thought you might be.
How's the experience?
Genuinely one of the worst things I've done ever. No, like seriously. It's because this maniac inside there, he's too crazy, bro.
Yeah, it's crazy.
No one can beat him. Yeah. Maybe you. That's why you should have made me do this. I really did. Your little jacket. You should have stayed in there. Would have been better. He's a sicko. Look at that's the guy you want me to beat. Come on, man.
You could set the light off again and he'd go for it.
He would never in his life miss the light. Shall I show you?
Yeah, please show me.
He's a sicko. He just got it in time.
I'm getting in a full sense of security now. Oh my goodness me.
Alright, so Nico just hit the button in time. But I think we actually need to let him go of this torture.
No, he's been in there for a while now.
He's been in there for over 24 hours. Hurry up.
It's time to deliver the news to Nico. Ready?
Yeah, ready.
Let's do this.
Let's do it. Oh my god, I saw it on two. I get up, I touch it on one. I think I touched it, time.
Hey. Hello.
We have a whole doctor here.
Hello. Hiya, Mark.
Hi.
Nice to see you, doctor.
Come with us. We've got some news for you.
We're going to leave.
You have to leave.
Oh, my
God. To leave your room.
Oh, my God.
Sorry to say this, Nico. But you did so well for so long.
You have won today's challenge, Nico!
Yeah,
you won, today's challenge.
I won.
Yeah, but genuinely.
We won.
Right. Yeah, I'm telling you, that was the hardest challenge I've ever done. Wait, where's Kenny?
You mean Kenny? It was me in the final with you. See, you know, no one respects me. Man.
After 24 hours and 10 minutes, Nico has won.
Oh my.
Well done, man.
As an experience, I feel like that I can't compare that to anything else.
Yeah.
It is so weird, and the fact it was a game on top, that's what I was finding so strange.
Yeah.
What do you think the worst thing about this was?
The end, not knowing who was out and who was in. I think that's what was driving me the most crazy.
You know what? How you broke my heart.
The letter to Kenny.
No, but do you know what it is? Look, I've got it. Have you look, guys? Can I take a look at this? I've used this as motivation. Did you see my letter for you?
No.
Oh, if you saw my letter for you, it was me saying how amazing you are, how kind. I wrote you a poem and how.
Yeah. What? You know, just give me the letter, man.
So what was the total in the end?
Total in the end was 5,500.
Do I sign it out? Do I sign this one out?
Do, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, play the trailer.
Well done.
Welcome, boys. Welcome to the Beta Hotel. As you guys can see, we have been tasked with running this amazing place by ourselves. I'm working here. Well, thank you very much, guys.
Miss Wayne,
I'm so sorry.
We make it up to you.